The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa visits Wisconsin on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make some opening comments or go straight to questions?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're really thrilled with Saturday's win. It was a really hard-fought game, and our guys, played a really good game. So happy about that, and not much time to feel good about it, though, because we have a trip up to Wisconsin this week, and as tough as our last foe was, Wisconsin's an equal challenge. I mean, they're just an outstanding football team, and what you'd expect from a team that's undefeated and ranked the way they are. So we got a big challenge on our hands, and hopefully we can have a good week and get ready for it.
Thank you, Coach. We will take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Kirk. In your wildest dreams, could you have imagined that result? I mean, not just winning, but putting 55 points on Ohio State?
No, I think you'd it'd be hard to think about that. Yeah, we were just hoping to win. And whether it was 9-7 or, whatever score, just to win the game would be significant. So just, really pleased. It was one of those games where things kind of fell in place for us a little bit as we went on, and just very proud of our guys.
Was there anything that surprised you in terms of the way Ohio State played, whether coaching adjustments or anything like that?
No, I mean, they're an excellent football team, and all you have to do is look back, week before that, two really good football teams in a great college football game, and the way they came back speaks volumes, I think, about their team, their program, their character, and that thing was really impressive. But they've been impressive for as long as I can remember.
Thanks, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, Great Lakes Post.
Hey, Kirk, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to ask you, you've been in some big games that in your tenure at Iowa. Kinnick Stadium is just an interesting place to play, and a lot of big moments happened there, whether it was last week against Ohio State or last year against Michigan. What would you rank as the best moment you've had as a coach at Iowa at Kinnick Stadium? Like, what do you remember most?
Yeah, I mean, they're all good. And the games you're talking about, my first game as an assistant here, it didn't make sense. I grew up in Pittsburgh and came out here, and we'd had 19 straight losing seasons. The place was packed. We beat upset Nebraska that day, and they were a pretty strong team. They were top 10 team. And as I mentioned, we had, had a winning season, so that was pretty good. But we've had a lot of great moments, and, the credit goes to our players. And we got – it's a great stadium, first of all. Our fans are unbelievably good and supportive. And then if our players are playing well, that gives them every reason to stay in the game. So, if you do it right, it could be a tough combination for somebody. But, it all starts with you have to play well.
How are you guys able to pick apart JT Barrett? And what did you notice in him that he's a good quarterback coming in. He came back against Ohio State. What were you able to do to contain him and have him make mistakes?
Nobody would predict that. There was nothing we saw. I mean, all we saw was a really good football team that was led by a tremendous player. It's hard to go back. In fact, I was talking to Coach Meyer before the game and talking about our 85 game. We went in there number one, had a pretty good football team that year. We had, I think, 5 turnovers that day. And with arguably the greatest quarterback in the history of this university playing. So, every great player goes through that. It happens, and there's usually no good reason for it. It's one of those things that happens, and my guess is he'll be right back up on his feet and, play his tail off the rest of the season.
All right, Kirk, good luck. Good luck against Wisconsin. We'll talk to you later in the year.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.